This is Rumble Strip, good conversation that takes its time. And this is the sound of a market in Mérida, Mexico. At the beginning of 2025, after Trump was elected for the second time, I couldn't figure out what kind of show to make. A show that would meet the moment. Because everybody was having a moment of one kind or another. In fact, we're all still having a moment. On the one hand, we have our laundry and our parent-teacher conferences. We have to figure out what to eat for dinner every night. And on the other hand, we have drought and floods and wildfires and political insanity. And every day, we have to pull on our pants and face all of it. So I wanted to make a show about what that sounds like. So I asked listeners to send me recordings from wherever they were about whatever they wanted, and I made a series called What Now Sounds Like. My hope is that when you listen to all of these recordings together, they start to make something that sounds familiar, something that's more than the sum of their parts. So here's the second episode in that series, Whales, Wrestling, and Customer Service. Welcome.
I got your letter, and okay. It says that two of the purchases were made with the card and the chip, but I don't understand how that's possible because I have the chip and nobody gets so. Yeah. So can people spoof the chip too?
No.
No. So how is it possible then? I was in a third place when these purchases were made.
I'm sorry?
I was not in Brooklyn or in Virginia when these purchases were supposedly made with a credit card. So I could not have been in that place.
I can't determine where you were. And you stated numerous times, even now, that you had the card. So yes. If you have the card and your chip was ran at these locations, then I can't confirm that as fraud.
I know there's a lot of darkness going on in the world right now. That things feel so bleak or overwhelming, it's pretty hard to comprehend. But I met someone new on Tuesday. And before I could ask her out for a coffee, she asked me out. So on Thursday, she came over to the studio and I took photos of her to make paintings from. And she asked what I was up to that weekend. And I told her the truth, which was that every month I go up to London and watch wrestling for 6 hours with my friends, and that it's really melodramatic and camp and violent. And her eyes lit up and she said, "I love wrestling." That she grew up watching WWE with her brothers, and that they would practice moves on each other and throw her on a sofa. And one night they tried to conspire to leave their house and watch WWE at Wembley Stadium, but they got caught. And because they got caught, she never got to see wrestling live. So I hope that when February ends, I'll have finished those paintings I've started of her. And that we'll take the train together to London, and that I'll introduce her to my friends, and we can all enjoy this stupid, beautiful thing together.
Chaos and crocodiles ensue as the rivals battle for supremacy. From the box only in America, pardon me again, Native American religious groups say the surging popularity of psychedelics has led to a shortage of peyote. A natural source of the hallucinogen mescaline, the peyote cactus, has long been used in Native rituals. But the drug has recently become popular with more mainstream spiritual seekers, leading to over-harvesting. This is a Native American sacred medicine, one Navajo church member told The Guardian. White people shouldn't mess around with it. You have been listening to a reading of articles and features from the January 31st, 2025 issue of The Week on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service.
It's about 8 p.m. on January 23rd, and I am getting ready for a week of night shifts, which typically just involves like some food prep, cleaning my apartment, but tonight adding some new preparation on, and that is researching exactly how I can legally respond if ICE agents show up at my job tomorrow night. I'm a pediatric nurse at the local children's hospital, and tonight I'm learning what to say and what actions to take if an immigration and customs enforcement officer shows up at my children's hospital and demands to know information about patients that we have there. Because a day or two ago, hospitals and schools were no longer safe places for undocumented families to go and exist and access healthcare and education. And just, I don't know. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm sitting in my car, and I'm trying to get to my daughter's preschool to pick her up. And good luck, North Carolina is right next to Fletcher, which is right near Asheville. And there's these helicopters that are just circling Fletcher, and it's because Donald Trump is coming here right now, right now. Right now, Donald Trump is coming to Fletcher. And we knew last night that he was coming because my kindergartner's school sent out a message saying it might be difficult to access the school because of extended road closures because Trump is coming. And we thought, well, Vance went to Fairview, so Trump will probably be in Swannanoa. He'll go to Swannanoa. He'll stay in Buncombe County. Fletcher's Henderson County. He won't come to Henderson County. It's no problem. You know, I got to pick up my kindergartner at 11:30, and then I got to pick up my preschooler at noon. They're a mile and a half apart in Fletcher. No problem. And of course, Trump is literally flying over Fletcher right now. There's nothing here. What am I looking at? I'm parked right now in an abandoned store. I don't know what this place, maybe a rug store. And I'm across the street from a furniture and mattress surplus warehouse. And across the larger street is Wright's Heat and Home and a dumpster. So there's just not much going on here in Fletcher, but he's here.
You just said this is an accurate decision. This is not an accurate decision. This may be your decision. This may be the decision of your company, but this is not an accurate decision because I did not make those purchases. So I don't see how you can call it an accurate decision.
So tell me, you had possession of the debit card the whole
yes.
time, correct?
Yes.
So what were you doing on the 27th when you're with your debit card?
On the 27th, I was in Sag Harbor,
Friday,
New York.
Like,
I was in Sag Harbor, New York. It was Hanukkah. We had friends over. I made latkes.
I'm a physician at the UVM Health Network, and I also work as something called a physician advisor, which is basically arguing with insurance companies when they deny claims for what we think our patients should actually have covered, period. There are certain insurance companies that tend to deny claims more than others. I think I hit a new low point today after working on the phone all day that I was walking through the Middlebury Co-op and humming a song, and I realized it was the hold music for United Healthcare peer-to-peer line. It goes a little bit something like do 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 do. It's the United Healthcare peer-to-peer line. Hold music.
This recipe is pretty complicated. First, There's some ice. Then, of course, there's some vodka. I don't know how much. How much is a fifth of a fifth? That's a lot. You need a lot for this recipe. And finally, there's chocolate milk. Whole milk is preferred. And I guess you get a chocolate Russian. Pretty much every day now ends with the sound of this quiet, sad ritual, for me anyway, and I think it's probably quite a few others out there too. The ingredients used to include lots of yelling about, you know, the injustices we now see daily. Years ago, you know, having a drink was fun, but now it's a medical necessity for me. You know, it's a treatment really for full spectrum despair. My life used to be filled with hopeful work. I'm a retired whale doctor, a veterinarian for aquatic animals. I've listened to the heartbeat of a harbor porpoise, bottle-fed manatees, and I've walked around inside a sperm whale. By the way, it's very slippery inside of a sperm whale. You kind of have to hold on to the spleen if you don't want to fall down all the time. But after 50 years of work in science and conservation and medicine, at this point, all I can do is sit by and watch the destruction unfold. It's just too late. Last month, you know, very recently, you saw three northern North Atlantic right whales were being strangled to death, slowly dismembered alive by fishing gear again. I've seen full-grown whales impaled on the bows of cargo ships with my own eyes just because the boat wouldn't slow down just a little bit. Just give a little time for the whales to get out of the way. There's only 350 right whales left in the world. The entire goddamn world, there's only 350 left. And yet we still won't modify our behavior. I mean, we won't modify our own behavior to save ourselves. I know why we're at this point of no return. It's the lie that we tell ourselves. It goes like, every little bit counts. Even small efforts add up to big change. Like recycling and changing light bulbs, they add up. But they add up to failure.
In this show, you heard Blake in New York City, James in Sussex, England. You heard some reading from the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service, which is this amazing place in Buffalo where volunteers read news articles around the clock for blind people or people who can't easily read for one reason or another. Thank you to Alia Papajoju in Brussels for introducing me to it. You heard in this show from River in Portland, Oregon, Alice in Fletcher, Virginia, Naomi Hottie in Middlebury, Vermont. You heard bells recorded by Melanie in Merida, Mexico. You heard Howard in Woodstock, Vermont. And this is a recording that James made at a professional wrestling event in London.
Jamie Vanilla!
you have comments or questions or you want to get in touch, you can email me at rumblestripvermont@gmail.com. Rumblestrip is an independent podcast distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.